This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together are studying the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear something today. It's called Alive to God. Now, we're back in our verse-by-verse study here in the book of Romans. You're going to hear something I preached a couple of weeks back, maybe even a month or 6 weeks ago, at Island Community Church. That's the church I pastor. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. I invite you to come out on Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you like this kind of preaching, like you hear on this program every day, you know what you're in store for. Verse-by-verse preaching, and we are in this weekend. That is provided we're having church. That is provided the storm doesn't get worse and they evacuate Merritt Island. We are in Romans chapter 11 this week. Is God through with the nation of Israel? That's my sermon this week. Here today, we're wrapping up chapter 5 in the book of Romans. This will play today and tomorrow. So let's hear the first part of this message now. Alive to God. Oh, let me also mention, too, one more quick note that we have canceled our Bible study for tonight. So there will be no Wednesday night study, just to give people some time to get ready so everyone is prepared in case, indeed, this storm does draw closer. Okay, dead to sin and alive to God. We're going through the book of Romans here, verse by verse. We're kicking off chapter 6 of the book of Romans. It's been a great study so far, hasn't it? Now, prior to chapter 6, though, there's an important thing left to learn from the rest of chapter 5. So let's turn to Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 12. I've been speaking kind of cryptically to some people. They're probably wondering what it is I need to talk about here today when I say we need to address this again on a Sunday night. Just something that the Lord shared with me as I was preparing for this, might not be all that popular, but won't be the first time, won't be the last either. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And the one man is whom? Adam. Look at the damage that Adam caused. Adam got infected with a fatal disease. And even worse, his disease is hereditary. Now, David wrote in Psalm 51, verse 5, David said this, "In sin, my mother conceived me." In sin, my mother conceived me. You see, you are a born sinner. Your child is a born sinner. Have you ever seen sin in a child before? Has anyone here ever seen a child sin? This is why. Your child inherited that from you. You gave it to them through your genes.
It's been passed down to you, passed down to your children. Terrible thought that your child is a sinner and needs redemption. All sinners need redemption, young and old. Makes no difference how old you are. Terrible thought. Your child's a sinner. What shall we do? Now, I'll tell you what the early church did, if you care to listen. The early church baptized their children into the faith. Two scriptures support that. The first is Acts chapter 2, verse 38. If you want to turn there, I'm going to read it. Acts 2, 38. Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost. They said to him, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Remember, Peter just convicted them all, was preaching. So Peter's answer to them was, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all as are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." I guess we could say the elect children only, right, Darren? Now, I'm not saying I support it. I'm not saying I don't support it. I'm showing you why the early church believed it and practiced it. Here's another. Acts chapter 16, verse 30. Now, as I read this, notice the words household and family. Now, this was when Paul and Silas were thrown in jail and they're preaching to the Philippian jailer. So he brought them out and said to them, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." Notice he didn't answer like Peter did. Be baptized for the remission of sins. It's your faith that saves you. But anyway, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. You and your household." Then he spoke the word of the Lord to him and all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and immediately he and all of his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. Now remember, to be baptized means to be associated with something, or to be initiated into something. Into is the key word. You'll always find the word into when it comes to baptism, or almost always. The Lord Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 20, verse 22. "Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with." Now today, baptism has unfortunately lost its importance and its significance in the church. Now to attempt to justify children that sin, many churches, including Baptists, actually Baptists, are the main culprits of this. Attempting to justify sinning children, churches have come up with the saying, "The age of accountability," as if that was biblical. You show me where it says in the Bible that any sinner will not be held accountable for his or her sins. Show me where it says that. But since that seems harsh, we've come up with the alternative. And that is, God will not hold young sinners accountable for their sins. Now, if that's true, then God can't hold young Muslims accountable for their sin, right? So could you imagine that the young Muslim, under the age of accountability, makes it to heaven? Automatically, of course, because he's just a child, right? And he runs into the Lord of glory, goes up to Jesus and says, "Who in tarnation are you? Where's Muhammad?" Guess what? Ain't gonna happen. Take that to the bank. No young Muslim holding the head of some Christian is gonna make it into heaven and ask where Muhammad is. All children are sinners. The early church baptized the whole family. See, what happened is, this is what happened here, and that is the Catholics were baptizing children to save them and putting water on their head at a couple days old. And the Anabaptists, where Baptists come from, Anna means again, a second time, were being baptized again as adults when they were old enough to understand. But they kind of threw the baby out with the bathwater. Early believers were all baptized into the faith. Into the faith. Baptism didn't save you, but you were baptized into the family of God and into the faith. And I think the church has thrown the baby out with the bathwater. So, I guess we could say the age of accountability is only for Americans. Church, your child is a sinner. What do you plan on doing about that? Well, the man on TV told me it doesn't matter. In sin, my mother conceived me, David said. All the children were baptized into the faith until they're old enough to make your own proclamation that Jesus Christ is your own Lord. But that's what they did here with children. And that's lost on us today. Verse 12. Now therefore, just as through one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those that had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who was a type of him who is to come. Now, this last verse helps explain why little children suffer and die of cancer and face terrible injustices. You see, it says death reigned from Adam to Moses, and death reigned over innocent bystanders. Do you see that in this text?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Listen, all you unborn children, and those yet to be born again, a seed from the God of heaven.